the valley wakes, businesses, nonprofits, community stakes, we celebrate, makers, artists, crews, Hudson Valley shines, it all we choose.
Just to Ulster, the network grows. Ideas that build and goodwill shows.
Hudson Valley Biz Show, we're rolling.
Hello and welcome to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. I'll be your host, Frank Castella Jr., the president and CEO of the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. And today on our show, I'll be bringing in Janice Green. She's the president and CEO for JanCare Private Health Services, and Devin Knox, the president of S&O Construction Services. But before that, we have so much happening at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. And don't worry if you don't get this, you can find it all online at dcrcoc.org. But on June the 2nd, it's a Tuesday, the Hudson Valley Women's Leadership Alliance will take a tour of women-owned businesses in the Arlington Business District. And then the Hyatt House will have a ribbon cutting on Wednesday, June the 3rd. Leadership Duchess will have their graduation June the 4th. We have a ribbon cutting that'll take place at Soane's Appliance Center, which will welcome them here to Dutchess County on June the 5th. That's Friday. We will have a business after hours on June the 11th, Thursday. This is a networking event that is open to members and non-members of the chamber. We have another ribbon cutting at Foam and Wash Car Wash celebrating their 60th anniversary on June the 12th. We have our Chamber Foundation's annual golf tournament on June the 15th. Foursome still available. Chamber Network present and refer, and so much more. Get involved at dcrcoc.org. We have to take a quick break here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. But when we come back, we'll be joined by CEO of JanCare, Janice Green. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this quick message. And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me, two great guests from JanCare Private Health Services, Janice Green, President and CEO, along with Crystal Butler, the recruiter for JanCare Private Health Services. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hello.
So, Janice, I want you to tell our listeners about JanCare Private Health Services. What are the services that you provide here in the Hudson Valley region?
So JanCare Private Health Service is a licensed home care agency that provides senior care as well as surgical patient. We provide care management, personal care, and skilled care in nursing.
So start out with the very first thing you said, personal care. What is that?
Personal care has to do with someone being with the client, basic care, providing meals, your medication reminder, assist with doctor's appointment, and also activities at home.
So this is almost as if you're serving as a personal assistant of sorts to an individual that may have some self-sustainability and the ability to be on their own for the most part. However, you're assisting to make sure that they're following directions from a doctor. They're making sure that they're not missing appointments. And talk about some of that. Get into a little bit of detail when someone might want to utilize some of the service.
So we do provide a concierge service. Basically, that falls on the care management. And a lot of time we have clients who just may not need physical care, but just maybe companion care, where they take them to appointments, activities, trips. So we provide one level there. Then we may need someone that needs to help with a bath, medication reminder. And we always follow up with our clients at all time to make sure they're safe. Number one reason why we have clients is because of safety issues. And sometimes it could be dementia, sometimes it could be Parkinson, or maybe sometimes just have a broken hip and need some kind of extra care.
And I think people often affiliate JanCare Private Services or services such as that you provide with someone who might be older, but that may not necessarily be the case. This can be anyone at any age, any stage.
Our youngest client is 37 years old, just had a fall, need to get back on his feet, and we help with rehab to making sure physical therapy is followed after they have their primary physical therapy. So Our caregivers are trained to help with your exercise to get you back on your feet. And our oldest client is 102. So it all depends on what service you need.
Skilled nursing care. I think it really speaks for itself just in its title, but I want you to get into some of the detail of the nursing and the ability of your nurses to take care of someone and what it is that you're doing when you take care of someone.
So someone with a skilled care could be IV injection that needs a nurse just to come out to do that. It could be someone need care with the catheter care. That's the skill piece about it. It could be someone who's on cancer treatment and need drug administration. So that's the skill piece. Or someone dying and want to have a private nurse round the clock to make sure their care and their medication administration is correct.
Care management. Talk about that.
Care management is my favorite piece. This is where we get crisis intervention. We go into a client. Just recently, we had a client who has not cleaned their house for the last 10 years, and they needed someone to oversee her care. So we went in, had a team of people to clean her home, get her garage working. So basically, think of someone running your house, but also providing caregiving.
So you can stay in your home, ultimately. That's the goal.
That's the goal, is that 95% of people want to stay in their home. We at Jancare want to make sure you're staying at home and live the best life in your later years. The best life.
So Janice, you've been doing this for the better part of 10 years with the business. You've been doing it much longer, but you've been in business for the better part of 10 years. And you have grown exponentially. You have built this incredibly beautiful facility in the Hudson Valley. And I want you to talk about the background, the history, how you got to be where you are today. What brought Janice Green into this industry and how you got to where you are today?
So basically, as a nurse myself, I've been doing private duty. So that's the reason why I know about a lot of people want to be at home and have a nurse taking care of them. And basically, I realized that not everyone can afford a nurse, but they can afford a caregiver, which is a PCA, personal care aide, or home health aide, and basically have a nurse that supervises those caregivers. Being in the Hudson Valley and being part of Dutchess Chamber Commerce is really good for us as a business. They're actually focusing on local business and making sure that we can grow. So if anyone in business in Dutchess County and not part of the chamber, too bad, you're not going to make any money. So basically, you want to be part of an organization that cares about you.
And just as Jancare, you want to be a part of an organization that cares about you. And that's what brought you into this, is because you are a caring person. And that's why this industry spoke to you, Janice Green, and what helped you to build your team today. I want you to take a moment and talk about your team for a moment, the size of the firm, the number of employees, and then go into some of the details of the team that you have.
So presently, we have about 50 caregivers, active caregivers. In our office space, we have 6 or 7 individual. And the team that I've grown now, I'm very happy. Crystal, the recruiter, and working with a nonprofit organization to get caregivers has been tremendously for us. Marie being the other nurse, who is like another right hand to me, to making sure that we follow compliance with DOH, Department of Health, and then making sure we have someone that does the finance piece and the front desk person and the scheduler, because running a small business takes a lot of time, but you have the right people in the right seat at the right time.
So why don't you, before we go and turn this over to Crystal for a few moments, just talk about the way that individuals are paying for your services. I think that's such an important piece of this.
So at Jancare, we are private paid and long-term care insurance. And so right now with the cut with Medicaid, I'm sorry for those patients who are not able to pay for their service, because I know they really do need the service. But at Jancare, you have to have some form of income. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to afford our service. Our service could cost you anywhere from $45 to $65 per hour for a caregiver. And the reason why it may be this cost is because we want to make sure the right person that shows up your door is doing an effective and efficient job.
For our listeners who may be just tuning in here on iHeartRadio, you're listening to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. And on our show today, I have in the studio with me the president and CEO of JanCare Private Health Services, Janice Green, along with Crystal Butler. She is the recruiter. Crystal, I want to turn to you for a moment because it was alluded to just a few minutes ago by Janice about the not-for-profit 501c3 that was formed by JanCare for training purposes, because recruitment has become such a challenge to fulfill the need of the positions that you have available in your firm. So I want you to talk about that and talk about the challenges and some of the benefits to being an employee of JanCare.
Sure. So as the recruiter of JanCare, I do have the pleasure of working with Janice and the JanCare team. It is such an amazing organization to work with. And the slogan that we have is really to go beyond caring. So there's so much under that umbrella of what means to us to care so much. So I would say that having the training center, her vision of that is really to open up doors for education. I know that education is so important in our area, and to be trained the right way. So that way they have skills that they can carry on in their profession. If they're looking to grow as a nurse one day, they can take that and kind of always fall back on the caregiving piece, but it has to start somewhere. So there's, I would say, with the training center, finding people who either want to get back into a new field or have an interest in any type of care is a really great starting point. So we're looking for anybody who has that interest, is looking for maybe they retired and they want to come back into the field, or just somebody who has cared for a loved one or a family member and said, you know what, I really find passion in this and I really want to go forward and get trained and know what it's like to care for others who maybe don't have family members. So I think that is a really, really important piece, is knowing that there are the resources there. And as far as the recruiting challenges, it is hard to find the right people. As Janice said, we want to make sure that our clients are happy, the caregivers are happy, and that they are working with us to provide the best services. So we are different than some of the other agencies because we don't participate in Medicare. We're able to offer more hours. We're able to offer a little bit of a more livable rate. And therefore, you have the team, as she said, of the nurses behind us, really having that support system, not just being one-on-one in the home, feeling like you're all alone. If you were working privately or by yourself with a family member, you have the JanCare team behind you. So all of those resources, I think, go into a really big reason of why you should be trained and want to work with us.
And on the customer side of things, it's quality care. It's a caring service. And of course, it's the JanCare way. And that's what we're talking about here, is getting trained the JanCare way. The way that you want your people to present the organization, to represent the organization. And that's with a quality care and focus on the patient and making sure that you're going above and beyond to ensure that that patient is happy, healthy, and secure in their home. So Janice, I want you to take a moment and talk about the JanCare way. What are some of the things that really separate you in your training for your employees from other facilities?
So basically what I've seen recently, we just had a client who is a state trooper and he wanted care for his dad, never know what it was like. And when I showed up as being the CEO and also the director of patient service, he said most agency don't have the president coming out, but we wanted to make sure they can see the people behind the vision itself. So the first thing we always do is an assessment. We have to see if this is a good match for us, as well as a good match for you. And once we do both home assessment and the physical assessment, we can see if this is a good fit for us. And from there, we walk the client the stage of the next stage to the next stage to the next stage. So they're actually held, and most agents don't have that person to do that piece that can actually enter you through the process itself to see the JanCare way.
Let's put your contact information out there for our listeners. For anybody that might want to learn more about JanCare, let's put your website and your phone number out for our listeners.
Our website is choosejancare.com, and the best phone number to reach us is 845-896-5300.
It's choosejancare.com. That's choosejancare.com. Or you can always find them on our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce simply by visiting dcrcoc.org. Go right to our business directory, put in JanCare, and they will be the first to come up. Janice Green, Crystal Butler, thank you so much for coming in and being with us here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. That's all we have time for in this segment of the show. But when we come back, we'll be joined by Devin Knox, S&O Construction Services. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this quick break.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Uncle Mike from iHeartRadio. Frank Costello Jr. is in the studio. Frankie, what's going on over at the Chamber?
Uncle Mike, we are planning for the 35th annual Hudson Valley Hot Air Balloon Festival. It'll take place once again on Labor Day weekend, September 4th, 5th, and 6th this year, and it'll be at Time Warp Park in Unionvale, New York. This event has become a rite of passage for summer for everyone here in the Hudson Valley, with hot air balloon illumination moon glows, mass ascensions all weekend long, fireworks each night, 2x2 Animal Haven live music, a drone zone, bubble zone, live entertainment, and so much more. Find all the information and tickets online at the website balloonfesthv.com. That's balloonfesthv.com. And remember, Uncle Mike, those tickets sell out each and every year. And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with us, as promised, from S&O Construction Services, the president, Devin Knox. Devin, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Devin, this is the first time I've had you in the studio and had the opportunity to interview you. Your predecessor we've had in before, and he was a figure here in our community, in the business world, particularly at our chamber, of someone that we all looked up to and admired. And now you're stepping into the role as president of S&O Construction Services, and couldn't be prouder to have you on the show today. So thank you for taking the time to be with us.
Thank you for having me.
Want you to tell our listeners about S&O Construction Services. What's the background? What's the history of S&O? And how did you end up into the business?
So S&O Construction started in 1987. It was founded by Jeffrey B. Semft. He was a Utica Construction College graduate. He had worked at another local mechanical contractor in Poughkeepsie, C.B. Strain, who at the time was one of the largest mechanical contractors in the Middle East. He was there for approximately 10 years, and he saw a niche in our industry that he felt was not being serviced. And that was mechanical public work projects. They did that work there, but they were much more directed toward doing IBM work. And he thought, you know what? I can do this. So he decided that at 30-some years old, he was going to leave a very successful job, having a wife and a small child at home. He was going to give it a go. And he started S&O Construction at that point. And it must have been terrifying. But you did great.
As you're finding out, talk about terrifying. Yeah. You just took the leap and taking the company over as the leader. You've been with the company now for some time, but this is a big leap for you in your next venture and your next chapter in life as well.
So I wouldn't even compare the two. I've been with the company for almost 20 years now, and I had some of the best teachers around. Jeff, Bob Grossman. I mean, these two were, you know, Bob is still in something in the industry, but having those two teaching me throughout the years, I would say that it's a little less terrifying than what Jeff must have had in front of him. I would say that they prepared me, and that's what they planned on doing, and they did a great job. So when I took the reins, Jeff unfortunately passed away in October of 2023. But even before that, I'd kind of already taken the reins in some way, shape, or form. And Jeff made a point that he wanted the next generation to take this company and continue. And like all things that Jeff did, he did a great job at it.
really does say a lot about him and his character and the type of leader that he was. To be able to take someone from a very young age and bring them into a company and train them, even though you probably didn't feel like you were being trained at the time. You were being trained.
Yeah.
And it might have been in ways that sometimes hurt.
Yeah.
But especially knowing Jeff.
Yeah.
But, you know, it really does say a lot about his character and the way he was able to have you there for so many years and have you trust in him that someday you would be able to lead this company competently and have him be able to step back over time. And I saw that in the last several years before he passed, have him enjoy his life and go out and truly do the things that he wanted to be doing in life that he never really had the opportunity to do before because of the business and building that business and always wanting to be there. And, you know, people say they're married to their business. Of course, they often have a spouse and they're married to their family and their spouse as well, but they spend more time with their employees and their companies than they do with their own family. And that certainly is exactly what happens when you're a business owner.
Yep.
But to have you come in and take that over was the highlight, I believe, of his career, to see that success continue on and the succession continue, because it doesn't happen. The next generation of a business is very rare.
Yeah.
When a company sells, seldom do they really make and continue the success that it was built upon.
Yeah, I have to say, many people were surprised about how smooth it was. I wasn't surprised at all. I mean, I hate to say that, but...
Well, you were doing it.
Yeah. It was Jeff had a way about bringing people into the company, and he always used to tell me that, you know, the best companies are the ones that bring in the best people, and, you know, you don't try to do it all yourself. You find someone who's better than you at it, and you bring them in, and you make them believe in the dream that, you know, you believe in as well. That sounds corny, but that's exactly how he felt.
Well, it's cliche, but it's so true.
Exactly. And he did a great job of bringing people in, and, that team that we had built together was still there even after his passing, and it we didn't have any feeling that we would fail. And I say we you know, because that's what it is. It's a team there, and we really all felt like, you know, we were going to do this. We were going to continue on just like he had wanted and just like how we all wanted.
And there's a reason they call it a family-run operation. Mm-hmm. It's because you all become family. As
Absolutely.
I mentioned, you spend more time with one another than you do your own. And sometimes the fights can be just as bitter and as strong, if not worse, than what you have at home. And you still are able to say, hey, what do you want for lunch?
Yeah.
And you go and you grab a bite to eat, or you go to the hot dog stand and you're sitting by each other talking about projects.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to say, I mean, you know, a lot of times we have a great time together. Sometimes we get loud voices, and I have to say it's because people care in the office. I mean, if you don't care, you sit there, and, you know, a lot of people just kind of get through the end of the day and go home. There, it's not like that. We're all, you know, passionate about the work we do, and it's a great place to be.
So we've obviously got the history out there. I want our listeners to have a deeper understanding of the type of work that you provide. It's very niche in the construction industry. While it is S&O Construction Services, you are mechanical contractors. And I'm not certain that everyone that may be listening to the show would quite understand what a mechanical contractor is in conjunction with the construction industry. So
yeah.
You can just compound on that a little bit.
I'll excuse them, because when I first got hired, I had no idea what a mechanical contractor was. It's a part of our industry. It's one of the fastest growing parts of the construction industry. It is basically the moving parts in a building. It's the HVAC systems. It's the plumbing. It's your big chillers. It's all of the big systems that you see on larger, buildings these days. It is, as far as dollar wise, I don't know any section of construction that's growing faster, at least in our area. And when you talk about green building and green energy, that's mechanical contractors. The trying to make a building efficient, there's lighting and stuff like that that's electrical, but most of that is mechanical contracting.
And your niche is really a municipal work for the most part.
Correct.
There's a lot of school districts, prisons, cities, large buildings, not necessarily all municipal work, but you do a lot of larger projects.
Yes. Essentially, we only do public work, prime contract work. And when I say prime contract work, that means in New York State, a public entity, when they bid a job, for the most part, has to be separated into multiple contracts for each major prime. So it would be construction, mechanical, plumbing, and electric. So we only do the work where we're working directly for that public entity. And I have to say, most people don't want to do it. It's a lot of paperwork, and most people get into our industry, want to just build, and that's fantastic. But
it takes a team to do what you do. The folks behind the scenes in the office are just as important, if not more important, to those individuals that are out in the field.
So in the public work field, you don't get to pick what you put in, really, right? It's an engineer will tell you. And you have to have an army of people behind you making sure the paperwork is in perfect alignment with what you're going to install. And sometimes that takes longer than actually building whatever you're going to build.
Yeah.
Some of these jobs, we'll have people in the office working on paperwork, 3D modeling, all these different aspects that most people don't even think as construction. And sometimes that will be longer than the actual construction itself.
I have to think technology has changed a great deal since the time even you've come into it. You're a pretty young guy. You've been in the industry for 20 years.
Yeah.
But the technology for software development as well as just the engineering side of things
has
to be exponentially
It has different. Changed so much in the last 20 years that I would not recognize the jobs that I did when I first started here. So what we do now is we do a lot of scanning and virtual modeling. So we try to construct everything in a model prior to ever putting anything together, before ordering material. And we do that now, not just to make it more efficient, but to make we try to push the schedules faster. But on top of that, the skills gap that we've seen over the years that everyone's so scared of, and they should be scared of it, quite honestly, it is our reality, and we see fewer and fewer skilled tradesmen out there and women, tradesmen and women out there. And it's to the point now where we're trying to build efficiently in almost a factory condition off-site just to try to get the project done.
Yeah.
Where you used to be able to throw 10 people at a job, you might only have two, and you have to find a way to get it done still. And that is one of the biggest challenges of our industry, and some of the ways that we're still getting around that is through virtual construction and offsite production.
And I have to think these systems are far more technically advanced, so your technicians are more advanced when you're working on your systems. You're almost working in a clean room environment in a lot of these cases, and in some cases you're working in restricted environments like a prison, for example.
Yeah, I mean, and quite honestly, when you're working in a prison, you might only get a few hours of work in a day. So the more you can do outside, the better. And I have to say, I see in the future of our industry, I see more people in virtual construction than ever. And you'll see more and more people literally building in a model than you would have on site putting it together. And the idea is that you see more and more people designing, producing in a factory almost, and then delivering to site.
Devin Knox, S&O Construction Services. I could continue on with this conversation. There's a lot of places I wanted to continue to go as well, including some of the challenges that you face, and particularly not just in being in small business, but also with finding employees and training employees. I know you always have positions available, and certainly you are willing to take on additional work out in the community. Let's put your contact information out there for our listeners. What's your website?
It's soconserve.com, soconserv.com.
Or you can always find S&O Construction Services on our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce simply by visiting dcrcoc.org. Go to our business directory, put in S&O. They will be the first to come up. Devin, thank you again for coming in and being with us here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. And to our listeners, if you like what you heard on our show today, or you want to learn more about any of our guests, perhaps you want to learn more about our chamber or events that are happening in and around the Hudson Valley community, all you need to do is visit our website, dcrcoc.org. Thank you for tuning in here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show, and have a great day. Bye-bye.